This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Sunday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. Our sponsors today, the Belleville Meat Market, the CCA Star Tournament, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated, and Boyd's One Stop. All right. Feels a little warm out there this morning because it is. It feels really muggy. Muggy and breezy. The temperature on Galveston Island this morning is 82. They say it feels like 91, but we've got a mix of clouds and sun today with gusty winds developing, especially this afternoon. It's pretty breezy right now, but I claim it could get higher, especially with all those storms way up above us. And looks like a high of 86 today with winds south-southeast 20 to 30. Higher wind gusts are possible. And then for tonight, partly cloudy skies this evening. More clouds for overnight with a low of 81, south-southeast winds 15 to 25. And then for tomorrow, partly cloudy, gusty winds in the afternoon, high around 85, winds south-southeast 20 to 30, and higher wind gusts are possible. About a 20% chance of rain tomorrow, but Monday through Wednesday looks like rain chances pick up pretty good. So looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions, and there's four of them. We're sitting on a low right now, but we do have an incoming. It's probably moving right this minute. We have a high at the Galveston Channel at 4:59 a.m. It's a 1.8. Then a low at 10:55 a.m., a 1.3. A high at 1:04 p.m., a 1.4. And then a low at 9:30 tonight, a negative 0.6. 6:22 a.m. is sunrise, 8:10 p.m. sunset. Our moon phase is 8%. We're just a couple of days away from our new moon. And looking at right now, the buoy offshore is showing 82 degrees with 82-degree water, south wind 16 to 20. And the Galveston Channel pretty much the same, south-southwest at about 15. Eagle Point, it's south at 13 to 17. And up at Morgan's Point, south-southeast 12 to 17. Water temp across the board is pretty much 84 degrees. Coolest waters offshore, so barometric pressure is just holding steady at about 29.93 inches of mercury. So that's pretty much it for the weather and the tides and wind. What else could a fisherman ask for, huh? All right, let's run over to the Tri-Bay area and check in with the hammer, Captain Glenn Hammond, this morning, see what's going on in his neck of the woods. Good morning, Glenn. What's up?
Hey, not too much. Good morning, Captain Mickey. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I can't complain, man.
I'm feeling like an old guy.
Rolling with the punches, baby.
I'm feeling a little older, working 3 days in a row, and I hadn't done that in a while.
Yeah, just but wait till it gets 100 degrees every day.
I won't be doing three a week. I know that, or three in a row. I don't know. Maybe so.
Just do a 2 a day, 7 days a week. Go ahead and get it over with.
Yes. Get her done.
Yes, sir.
Get her done. Now, we got a, it's a blowing a little bit down here, 16, showing 16 due south this morning,
yeah.
82 degrees here in Surfside, and our pressure's at 29.99. So high pressure. I believe our weak currents with her the last couple of days. It was
We're on some weak tides right now. You know, during the best tides at night, that outgoing, that's the strongest one.
Right, and boy, did it pull out of here yesterday afternoon. I mean, those reefs were really exposed.
Yeah, I bet it did, even against all that wind.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was a negative something or rather below sea level. But now let's see. Okay, after Friday, I mean after I talked to you on Friday morning, I had that buddy of mine, Robert and Andy from Wisconsin. They went with me on Thursday. We did okay, and then the bite fell off a little bit. But man, it was windy as heck when we got on the water Friday morning. So. And then it just picked up and picked up, and conditions
right.
just got worse. But anyway, like I said, the tides just wasn't doing too much, and we had to move around quite a bit. And, you know, when you got that you know, little bay system that we fish in, doesn't handle boat traffic too much. And there was a lot of boat traffic, a lot of kayakers, a lot of fishermen, a lot of everybody out there. On Friday, and they picked up they caught a 30-inch drum, Robert and Andy, and a big old nasty. This son of a gun. We took pictures of it and let her go, but she must have weighed 15 pounds at least. I mean, it was a solid drum, and it had that. They mixed up some sand trout with a handful of specks, and I don't even think they had. I don't know, four keepers. It was struggling. We struggled quite a bit, but anyway,
they real kept, sometimes, man. That's
like the three.
Some days
three or four
you go th- left and the fish go right. That's just the way it works out. I mean, I know.
Yes,
real,
sir.
Dude.
Sure, it sure is. It's it's just different every day. Is all I can say. But the ones they kept were solid. You know, the 17 to 18 inches we're getting are. Got some little shoulders on them, so everything's real stocky and real good shape. The eggs are about halfway through their cycle, you know, getting ready to dump some, not at the moment.
In about 12 or 14 days, this next full moon, we're going to have a significant spawn. You know, it'll probably be our biggest of the year when most of the fish.
Yeah, you can tell they're getting it.
Majority of them get it, yeah.
Right, but...
You know, you mentioned sand trout. I hadn't been hearing a lot about sand trout or croaker, you know, panfish.
Well, that was the first one for all the trips that I've been doing. That was the first sandy in a while, or this year, I guess. And it wasn't no size to him, about 10 inches maybe, something like that. But anyway, they put those few fish in with what they had on Thursday. So they were talking, boy, they were all hopped up. They were talking about
a fish fry.
So,
yeah, man.
Yes, sir. So I hope everything went well for them, and it was great. Man, the guy Andy from Wisconsin, I told you he brought me those block cheeses. And he said, don't open a
cheese head.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's a Packer fan, too.
That ain't nothing but Packers about all that. That's all they're about is Packers. But anyway, had a good time with them. And let's see, yesterday I had my nephew brought his great friends down, Derek and Derek's wife Kelly, and they're from Arizona, and they weren't really familiar with the popping cork type deal, but they got after it and had a bunch of fun. We got on the water at 6 a.m. Captain Mickey. We were already hitting 18 mile an hour out of the south.
Right.
I mean, I knew from that moment on when we launched, conditions were going to be deteriorating, and they did. You know, they just everything in these little shallow bays just turns upside down, and it was three shades of brown yesterday. I mean, it was really ugly. But you know what? On the very first cast, I handed Kelly the rod. I threw it out there for her, and She got a 21 and a half inch trout, took a real quick picture. And you only see some faces the lady made when I put that slimy fish in her hand. She's never held a trout before. And I think the slime just kind of overwhelmed her. I've never seen the like of faces on a lady.
Glad you didn't put a gaff top in her hands.
No, really. I could imagine that. But anyway, she started out the day, man. I said, oh, here we go. And there's dirty water and all this wind. And this lady done got a nice trout. Man, we going to have us a day. And everything just went downhill from there, buddy. That was
right.
It. They caught three trout. Or they kept three, and they threw back some. And after that, like I said, it just slowed down. They were trying to, of all things, on a slow day, she catches this other one. It's about 17 inches long, and take a quick picture of it. And they said, well, we'll keep that one. So I got trying to get it out of the net, and I have that net leaning over on my gunnel on the side, and that, I got that hook out of the mouth, and that fish took a flop and flopped right in the water. Man, I had pie all over my face. You don't know how bad I felt on a day where we barely got anything in the box, and then I let a nice one go. Oh, I would just, I mean, it's only a fish and stuff happens, but yeah. Oh man, just come on. What else? Anyway, they didn't care. They didn't care. They had a few and, man, that's all it was, you know. My nephew had a bunch of fish at home in the freezer, and so they're gonna have them a fish fry too. Just flopped out of the net, man. All I can say is I didn't have a good grip on it. Anyway, we would have had three keeper trout, but we only came in with two keeps yesterday. They were both 17 inchers, and or one was an 18. But that was it. I mean, we couldn't get anything to bite. We had a few little old hardheads and a couple of little bitty baby black drum, you know, but these are just tiny fish. Man, I wish I could make something out of it, but it just went downhill. And the tides, like I said, that did us in too. They were barely moving. But, man, they had a good time. Everybody had a good time. Old Hammer's a little tired. I think I'm just going to kick back today and watch the traffic go by, because there's plenty of it down
there. Yeah, there's a lot of traffic down there on the beach.
Yeah, they. You know what, though? They all that group that I had, my nephew and them yesterday, they all went down and set them up a tent on the beach or a tarp or just something anyway, top. They went down. He called me. He said it wasn't that crowded down there where they were. So, well, that was good news. You know, they were able to get on the beach without having an escort with a police department or something. And we didn't hear any sirens. Yeah, one fire truck yesterday and one ambulance. But other than that, it was pretty peaceful along the coast.
Yeah, sound pretty quiet.
Yep, you get down here this morning early. I'm pretty sure they go in on Saturday afternoons. Everybody's loaded up with bait this morning. But don't look for it after about 10 o'clock this morming. It'll be gone, and then there'll be nothing until they can go get some on Monday morning. So it'll be a long, dry spot this afternoon through the night and tomorrow. It's just tough on them to keep their bait wells filled up. But they are holding some shrimp and mud minnows. I think you can even get some croakers at a couple of the places down here. That's about all I know. Captain Mickey, I'm gonna take it easy this week.
And,
just stay out of their way. I'm gonna let them go. Sit on the front porch and watch them go down the highway.
Their weekend. Let them have it, man. All right,
yes, sir.
Well, hey, throw out a number. Somebody wants to come over to the Tri-Bay area and get hooked up with you.
Yes, sir. They can reach me at 713-208-0683. Happy and safe Memorial Holiday for everyone.
Will do. We'll see you, man.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks, Hammer. Later. All right. Well, the Belleville Meat Market, what a great place to shop for great A cuts of beef, pork, and chicken. Check out their full menu of pecan smoked barbecue. They serve that Monday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. And check out their smoked sausage samples that are available daily in the store. That way you can try you know, find the blend that you're looking for. Bulk pricing is available on fresh ground beef and all their pecan smoked sausage, along with homemade hot dogs, original and with cheddar cheese, hamburger patties, stuffed pork tenderloin, stuffed peppers, stuffed mushrooms. Hey, let the Belleville Meat Market be your backyard barbecue party headquarters, and check out their Chuck Wagon patties, half-pound beef patties seasoned to perfection and loaded with cheddar cheese. And try some of their grab-and-go snack products like beef jerky, turkey jerky, dry sausage, and dry sticks. They're really good. And their wild game processing, try their new sausage recipe that's available. It's really good. You got to try it along with deer tamales, venison hot dogs. Your family will love that you did. The Belleville's been celebrating over 42 years serving the greater Houston community. That's the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 419 in the Bayou City on a Sunday morning. All right, we're going to go down Freeport and that way, and we're going to get hooked up with Jeff Naylor and Mark Holland. We're going to talk a little offshore this morning and see what's up with these guys, see if they've got any encouraging words for offshore fanatics. Good morning, Jeff. Good morning, Mark. Are y'all there?
Good morning. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, Mark. What's up, buddy?
Oh, man. All good. I ain't got up this early in a long time.
Well, it's early for some and not so early for others. Just
I understand.
Weird schedule, but it's somebody's got to do it, huh?
That's right.
Well,
that's a fact.
Wind blowing down there. The sea's high this morning, as usual.
Yeah, the wind down here in Matagorda, I tell you what, that wind's been, it's been relentless. But it's that time of year. You know, it seems like every year that we complain about the wind this time of year, but it's an every year occurrence down here in, on the Texas coast. But hopefully it'll let up here pretty quick, and especially for the opening of snapper season, opens June 1st here. So hopefully it'll relax for a while so we can get out there and get some of those red snapper.
Yeah, you and a lot of folks are really looking forward to that.
You know, right now, as it stands right now, the forecast looks fairly decent for next weekend. We'll kind of see. We'll have to play it by ear. But, you know, I mean, I was talking about it with somebody yesterday, though. And you know, we fish year-round. I mean, we tuna fish during the springtime and winter and all that. And I tell you what, from January 1st, 2025 to current, I bet you there's only been about four or five fishable days the entire year. I mean, it's up until now, it's just been, you know, and I say that, you know, relatively really nice seas. I mean, I guess there might have been a few more days, but that's about it. I mean, it's been real bleak this year, you know. But it is what it is, you know. Like Mark said, shoot, as long as it's good, June, July, and August, mostly September. We make all that back up, you know.
Yeah, like Jeff said, right before we got on air here, I started looking at the forecast. There's several sites that we use, and you know, one of them is an extended forecast, but it updates every 6 hours, and it seems like every time you look on there after the update, it changes for the better. Then in the next 6 hours, it changes for the worse. But it's like Jeff said, it's looking like it may be pretty decent starting on the opening on June the 1st, but we're going to cross our fingers and hopefully that it will be, at least allow us to go. We got a pretty good season this year, I tell you. We're pretty fortunate to have a June 1st opener, and it's extended till, I think it's September the 15th, so we're really fortunate this year.
107 days?
Yeah, it's a very good season. I tell you what, I remember. I know Jeff remembers this. It was years ago. We had like a 1 or 2 day derby, and that's it. And if it was rough, oh my goodness! If it was rough, you know, you're either going to catch snapper or keep snapper that day or not. So it was. Yeah. It's a lot better. And back then, when they had that, it was really unsafe for the anglers to, you know, like I said, you got a couple of days to go, and sometimes you go when you shouldn't have went. Just because you wanted to go out there and catch the red snapper. So, but yeah, we're very fortunate this year to have a good season.
Well,
Mark, how many? Go ahead, Mickey. Sorry.
Yeah, that's all right.
Mark, how many offshore guides are out of Matagorda right now? Out of y'all's harbor?
Out of our harbor right now. Yeah, out of our harbor now, Jeff, we probably have, you know, not a whole lot. There's probably five or six of us that run out of the harbor here, and that's it. Matagorda is kind of unique, and it's been like this for a long time. It's getting, you know, a lot more people are coming here now, but we're kind of in the middle of, you know, Port O'Connor, Freeport area. We don't have a whole lot of tourists here, so I don't know if Matagorda can handle a lot more offshore guys, because we won't really have the clientele that like a Freeport or really Galveston would have, because there's a lot of tourists that go there, and you know, they want to go fishing for a half a day for snapper or an all day trip. But it's I think there's five or six of us that run out of here, Jeff. Not a whole lot.
Nice.
And Mark, you run the harbor, right? Matagorda Harbor?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We run the Matagorda Harbor Bait and Tackle here in Matagorda. We've had it for, I think this is our fifth or sixth year we've had it here. I tell you what, we have a really good weekend. We're blessed to have a good weekend. It just like anything in the marine or boating industry here, especially on saltwater, if the weather's good, you know, the business is good. If the weather's bad, you know, the business is bad. But we've had a really good crowd down here. I haven't heard anything, you know, negative about you know, the crowd's getting rowdy or anything. Well, we've had a really good crowd this weekend here, and it's did really well for all the businesses here in Matagorda, I tell you.
Well, that's what a lot of hardcore fishermen like. They like, you know, Matagorda. It's a sleepy little fishing village, you know, and
yeah,
you can get away from all the hustle and bustle and the crowd.
Exactly.
And, you know.
Yeah.
I know the bays get crowded at times when the trout are running really big time and fishing's good, but they work through that. But it's kind of you know, it's kind of like getting out in the country, you know, go to Matagorda and get away from everything.
Exactly.
I like it down there. I always have. I love Matagorda.
Oh man, you know, I can't. You know what? I'm over there, Mark. One thing that made me think of you the other day too is that I've been down there building a wheelchair ramp for the Southern Outdoor Dreams on the island across the bridge at a bay house they have out there. And it, I mean, every time I go out there, it just seems like it was a new little, cool little, you know, place to eat or, you know, I mean, it's really sprucing up big time. It's a beautiful little place. I think it's almost a hidden gem, you know, really.
Oh, I used to love it when I throw my, you know, Troutmaster tournaments down there. You know, it was one of my favorite stops on the coast because fishing was good. Everybody always caught a lot and a lot of big fish and. Just it was laid back. That's what I like about it. It's laid back.
For sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Yep.
I mean, Mark used to do the Blue Water Challenge out of Matagorda as well. The mermaid.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, we used to. We don't do it anymore because we got our lives got so busy. We used to run Matagorda Blue Water Challenge, an offshore tournament. It was a multi-species tournament. Out of Matagorda here, and we've ran it for about 16 years, and like I said, it's just, we got so, our lives get busy as we get into different things, and we had a good run. It was a great tournament, met a lot of good people during these tournaments, like yourself, Jeff, and other folks that I'm still friends with now, but we ran that tournament for about 16 years. It was a good run, and I tell you, it was a lot of work. You plan half the year. You plan half a year for.
Yeah.
You plan half a year for one weekend, and hopefully the weather's good, and we don't have to cancel it or reschedule it. But yeah, it was a good run. Great tournament. Do I miss it? Yeah. But I tell you what, it's a lot of work, and like I said, as you get into things. You just don't have a time to do it no more.
No.
But, sure. Yeah, it was a good tournament, good run, met a lot of good people, and miss it. But it just, maybe one day we'll get one going again, but right now it's just too much to tackle right now.
Yeah. Completely understand. You know, one thing, viewers too, you know, a lot of people always ask me one thing that we did when we started early on is we were in the deep blue water. I wanted to go far as I can get, and that's just what I want to do. And you know, got it, and luckily just got into some of the swordfish and daytime swordfish, stuff like that, kind of early on when people weren't really, you know, didn't know what was going on. And you know, you guys did a wonderful little session with RJ Boyles and some other great fishing guys out of Matagorda and off. I mean, obviously RJ's out of Florida, but that's a YouTube video. Is the YouTube video still up, Mark?
Yeah, it's still up. Yeah, what we did on that, what we did on Jeff on that, whenever you know, sword fishing got real popular and people wanted to learn about doing it, you know, I thought about, you know, let's do it like a seminar. Let's find somebody that has been doing it for a long time, is an expert in it. And a matter of fact, one of my friends, Jeremy Turner, he's friends with RJ Bull. And, those who don't know RJ Bull, he's more or less he's the guru of sword fishing. And he's stationed down in Florida, and my friend Jeremy called him up and said, "Hey, we want to do a little swordfish, a little seminar on tips and tricks, and how do you catch them?" And he said, absolutely. So we got it planned, and we got some other fishermen from the area here that are really good at sword fishing, know a lot, and also deep dropping. Deep dropping has gotten really, really popular here on the Texas coast. It's like Jeff said, it's out in blue water. It's deep. You're in 1,000 foot, 1,000 to 1,500 foot of water, and you're at the very bottom, catching a fish called a tile fish that hang out on the very bottom, and they're very good eating. But I tell you what, you got to have an electric reel to get down there and to where they live. And because if you reel up, you'll drop down and reel up one time, and you'll have enough of it, because we're fishing between 3 to 5 pounds of weight, depends on what the current's like. Yeah. But yeah, that little seminar was pretty exciting. We had a really, really good turnout, learned a lot from these guys, and ever since then, it's deep dropping and sword fishing it's just another option. We have clients that's what they want to do. They'll book, and they never been out and fished that deep water. And as a matter of fact, I had one a couple of weeks ago, and some folks, and they really enjoyed it. It's something different, I tell you. You never know what you're going to catch here in the Gulf. But we did pretty good. We caught some tile fish and some other deep water fish. And we came in. We ended up catching a nice Warsaw grouper and some scamp grouper and a vermilion snapper. Everybody knows them as beeliners. We caught some of those as well. But yeah, that's a that's another good fish to catch during the off season, when there's not no snapper season or anything like that. But yeah, that was a good time, Jeff. I remember that.
Yeah, it was. It was good. You know, and everybody talks about RJ Boyles, and he is like a guru. But you know, one of my favorite down there, and is a Texas legend in my eyes, is Jeff Wilson. Jeff Wilson, he ran for Tighten Up, the boat Tighten Up, for years, pretty much. As far as I'm concerned, besides Booby Trap and those guys, he ran for Booby Trap as well. So he's a captain. And, man, these guys, 10, 15 a day, you know, swordfish. And he was also on that seminar. So it's a YouTube video. So anybody wanted to look at you know, some tits and tricks and stuff like that. That it was a very informative. Right. It was really awesome. It's on YouTube, and it was shot down in Matagorda at the harbor. So,
y'all hold that thought. I'm going to be right back. I got to take a commercial break. You guys hang with me. I'll be right back. All right. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda Bay fishing charter. So bring your friends, your clients. Let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything from five-star lodging, skeet shooting, and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. That way your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch can sleep large groups of up to 40 or host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com, and tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners: which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint: it's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right, welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It is 4:37 here in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back and talk some more with Jeff and Mark. All right, guys, we're back. Loud and clear.
All right. Loud and clear.
Where were we?
Man. I'll tell you what, Jeff, just speaking of, you know, it was hopefully we'll have a good season. Well, we were out there. We fished a couple of weeks ago. We went out to a little past the East Breaks, which is, you know, about 65 miles offshore. We've seen a lot of weed lines. We call them weed lines, sargassum, I think it's what it's called. A lot of them out there. And what these, hopefully they'll hang around. We'll have more come in as the water warms up, and hopefully we can catch some mahi-mahi or some Dorado, they call them. What these weed lines do is it's like a floating ecosystem. You know, everything in the world, they see something floating and attracts a lot of bait fish. Of course, when you have a lot of bait fish, you're going to attract the game fish. So I know the last couple of seasons, by the time the summertime and the warm currents got here, a lot of the weed lines were here and gone. So hopefully this year we'll have some more. And like I said, it's fun to come up on these weed lines, and we'll throw a little bit of chum out, or we'll troll them with some baits, and we'll catch some mahi-mahi off of them. And of course, you can catch also, you know, ling hang around them, and also wahoo.
Right.
So hopefully we'll have those still around during the summer, so we can get our clients on some mahi mahi. But they're fun to catch, and they're very good eating.
Well, they say the Sargasso Sea produced more.
That's it.
More seaweed this year than it has in years and years.
Yes. So. Yes, and you see on the line, even here in Matagorda, I'm sure in Freeport and in Galveston as well, it's washing up on the beach. So
yes,
there's a lot of it out there. When you see it on the beach like that, and you know, it's coming and it's here. So, but like I said, it's a good thing to have. We welcome it offshore. I know a lot of the beach goers, it's kind of a pain for them, but I tell you what, we love them offshore, because it's like I said, it's a floating island of bait and game fish.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Structure,
definitely.
Floating structure.
There's a big one up, you know, out of Freeport too. This is the second or third week in a row that it's been lingering out there. So, you know, and those currents are ripping like crazy inshore, and I don't know if that is causing some of it to kind of stop it from coming all the way into the beach over here in Freeport or what. But there's a really big thick line of it. It's been around for at least a couple of weeks. So, you know, it's probably high likelihood you're going to see some, you know, next weekend. But the, you know, they fish around. It's a little early for the mahi, too. You know, later on in the year, you'll start seeing more and more. It might be some small chickens in it. But, you know, who knows? It, I mean, it's always good to see.
I like him bigger.
Yeah,
than
yeah. We and we stopped by several of them. Just to, it's Jeff can attest to it. But when you're offshore and you're either coming or going to your fishing spot, you see a weed line or a weed patch, and you just automatically let's go look at it. Let's go see what's there. And you know, even this time of year, we checked a few of them here last weekend with I mean, really good. If you've seen something like that in July or August, you got to stop at it. But it's a little early now, like Jeff said. The water temp needs to get a little bit warmer, but the way the heat is around here now, that water temp is warming up pretty good. So I'm expecting, you know, any day now, those fish are going to start hanging around those weed lines. And yeah, the current's ripping over here too, Jeff. It's a matter of fact. It kind of concerned me on the beachfront here. Of course, you have a lot of people down this weekend, and I see that the there's a high surf or a rip current notice came out about on the coast here because the current's so bad. And I tell you what, I hope the folks will heed that warning, because I tell you what, the undertows were really bad yesterday. So hopefully everybody will be safe. And I want to mention also, we at the marina there at Matagorda Harbor, we got that marina there. We have a life jacket, a free loaner life jacket program. We've got some generous sponsors that drop off life jackets to us. We have adult size and child size, and it's free. If you're down here, you don't have one, or you forgot it, or if you're boating for the weekend and you're short a couple of them, we offer the service, you know, free. Get it, grab it, use it for the day. You know, all we ask is you return it at the end of the day so somebody else can use it. And we have a couple of those programs around here. There's one set up right at the beach entrance. Free life jackets, just return them at the end of the day. So I tell you what, we've been fortunate for the last, you know, couple of years. We knock on wood, we haven't had an incident where somebody has drowned from not wearing one. You know, but yeah, we do have that program, and hopefully everybody will take heed of this bad rip currents, and hopefully we can save some lives this year by having a life jacket on. I tell you what,
I'm glad y'all mentioned those rip current statements, because that's the first thing I noticed this morning. All of our listening area, Brazoria, Chambers, Fort Bend, Galveston, Grimes, Harris, Liberty, all the surrounding counties. Matagorda Islands, Brazoria Islands, and Galveston Island, Bolivar Peninsula, rip current, you know, warnings. So be careful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Be safe.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Man, and it looks like we're going to have a, I got a hold of one of the folks, Jeff, at the National Marine Fisheries. It was, of course, we used to have an amberjack season in May. It used to last for May 1st to the end of May. But they're saying they've been overfished, so they kind of cut out our May season. And historically, it would start again August the 1st, but you know, last year it started September 1st. So, but I did get a hold of somebody at the National Marine Fisheries, and they did say it's amberjack season is going to open September 1st. This year, it's probably stay open till they're saying around November 1st. And I tell you what, it's a good thing, because from September 1st till September 15th, and this is for charter for hire, you can catch and keep amberjack and red snapper for a couple of weeks here, which is really good. It doesn't happen very often when you can able to catch and keep both species. But for a couple of weeks here in September, you're able to do that. So we're getting some trips booked for that. And I don't know if you know, any of the years ever caught an amberjack before. They're called reef donkeys because they pull like they're very good, very fighting fish. Let me tell you that they get pretty big here on the Texas coast. But we do have that opportunity coming up September 1st to the 15th of September, so we can catch and keep both of them, red snapper and amberjack. So that really works good for the customers.
Well, that'll be nice.
Oh, yeah.
Meat Hall days, Meat Hall days. So how many, Mark, how booked up are you? You got a bunch of spots left in June, July. What you got?
Man, we got a few spots left in June. June is always a popular month. We've got a few days during the week in June open. Not a whole lot. July is getting there. It's always like a month behind. The people who want to fish in June, they'll book this time of year. If people want to book in July, they'll book mid-June. But to answer your question, I'm getting pretty booked. August, I got a few days open on the weekends. It seems like everybody wants a weekend, and I can understand that. You don't have to work. But in September, I'm starting to fill up on these 2 weeks that we can catch and keep amberjack and snapper. I'm getting pretty booked. It's going to be a good season for bookings if the weather cooperates with us.
Right. it was so crazy. It seems like I wouldn't get a single phone call some years, March, April, man, I'd be getting into May and I'm starting to sweat bullets, Oh God. And it seems like May 15th, whammo, I would get 20 in a day. The next day I'd get about 10. I mean, I'd book up the entire year in about 3 days, I'm thinking, yeah. Oh Jesus, man, I wish y'all would just spread these out a little bit more. You'd prevent me from getting a heart attack. Some years that's the way it is. And seemed like the rest of the fleet's kind of the same way. They were telling me it was kind of bleak in the beginning of March, end of March, starting to sweat a little bit and even in April. But I think everybody's starting to get booked up. I'm glad to see it. And that goes from Allison to down south.
Yeah, you're right. I do the same thing. There'll be a long time where I don't hear from nobody. And I said, oh, man, it's going to be a bad year. And like you said, one day you get five or six calls in one day, and you'll book five or six trips. It's exactly the same. What I've been doing, and it kind of works out pretty good. If I have some clients that have been fishing with me, several years, or even if I have a new client like last year, I'll send out a notice. I have their contact information. I'll send out a notice. I just want to give y'all – the first chance to book since you booked with me before, and just as like an appreciation for customers that have fished with us for a while, give them first shot at some of the dates that are coming up. It's been working out pretty good. A lot of them will book pretty quick once they get that notice. But I still have a few of them. I know their lives are busy too. They got kids in school. They got kids playing sports and stuff like that, and vacations planned. But I still got some of them that will send me an email or a text or call me and say, hey, you still got that date open? Well, no, I sent that out a couple of months ago. That date's been filled already.
Yeah, we
try to calm down the best we can. I understand everybody's lives are busy these days.
Well, I got a question for you from the listener, Mark. He wants to know what kind of boat you run.
I run a 36-foot contender. I've got triple Suzuki 300s on it. Very good boat. Boat is tough. I think Jeff has the same exact boat, but different motors. Mm-hmm. But they're it's just a roomy, comfortable boat. Mm-hmm. It's to me a perfect size boat for especially for charter fishing. It's got a lot of room from the back of the leaning post to the transom. There's a lot of room back there, so that's where the clients usually ride. We'll put some beanbag chairs for them and. But yes, sir, 36-foot contender.
Yeah, the smart ones do ride in the back.
Yeah, they
best
do
ride in the boat, baby. Get all the
we've
way
had
the back,
some yeah back yeah there. We I'm sure Jeff has too. We've had some clients before, and they want to ride in the front or sit in front, and if it's rough, it don't take them long.
No,
they'll come back to the back, and we tell them to come to the back. We don't want them to get wet or get the heck beat out of them or chance of injury. So yeah, we tell them to come to the back. It's the best part of the boat to ride on. So it does get rough in the Gulf here. Let me tell you.
Yeah, it does.
It sure does, man. So, lastly, I just, the harbor, you guys, Mark, you there most mornings or are you, Just well, a week they got. I know you shrimp too.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah, I'm.
What do you do for fun, not... Mark? Sounds like you're always working, running the harbor, yeah. Fishing offshore, and shrimping yeah. too. Good Lord.
Well, what I do for fun is, in, you know, in the wintertime, we go deer hunting.
There so you go. I'm with you.
That's
man.
The relaxing. We work a lot during the spring and the summer and the fall, and during yep. the winter, we try to relax. And of course, the wintertime here in Texas coast, it's so unpredictable. It's 80 degrees one weekend, and next weekend it's 30. So.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, we run up to the deer camp and go up there and relax and that's why we work hard all summer so we can be able to take some time off and relax during the winter time. But yeah, I shrimp. Matter of fact, I'm shrimping this morning when I get through talking here, and I'll tell you what, we're the marina there. It's amazing how much shrimp and live croaker we go through. Usually on a weekend, yeah. We usually go through about 600 to 800 dozen live croaker. And live shrimp is just it's crazy. It's there's a lot of fishermen down here this weekend. It's a full time job to keep that bait camp stocked
imagine.
With live bait and. Yeah, my wife Kelly, she does probably 90% of the work up there at the marina. But you know, I'm there most of the time during the mornings, getting the stuff ready to go shrimping, and also in the afternoons. But I tell you what, it's busy. It's busy, which is a good it's a good thing. Yeah, it is, man. Of course, trying to keep this live bait live, and when the water gets hot and. You don't want to overload the tanks with shrimp and croaker and stuff like that, because the more heat's in the water, the less oxygen. So,
right.
Yeah, it's been busy. We've been fortunate this weekend to have a good weekend.
What are bait prices like nowadays? Shrimp.
For live shrimp, what we're doing now, there's two other bait camps here in Matagorda, and we try to keep the same prices. We don't want to undercut, you know, another person around here. Our live bait prices are for live shrimp is $25 a quart, which is usually about what it is everywhere. So all three bait camps here are $25 a quart.
I guess croakers are what, still a buck a piece?
Yeah, they're $12. I think they're $12 a dozen still.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, one good thing also, you know, you're talking about the Gulf season and offshore, you know, the Gulf shrimping season is something else we look forward to. I know it's opening in the Gulf July the 15th, and, you know, that creates another option for offshore fishermen as far as, you know, places to fish. A lot of these shrimpers, they'll shrimp all night long.
Yeah.
And at daylight they'll anchor up and they'll cull their catch and they'll go through and they'll throw overboard, you know, stuff that they don't want to keep, and like fish and stuff like that. And also just like the weed lines, you know, that's a floating ecosystem.
Yeah, it is.
You know, you sit out there and you
food.
Oh yeah, when they're throwing, you know, chum in the water, and it attracts all kind of fish during the summertime, like ling and, you know, and mahi mahi, and, you know, in blackfin tuna as well.
And
but yeah, we'll
have a lot of
kingfish. Oh yeah,
love
yeah.
shrimp boats, man.
Oh yeah, man. We used to sit there in these little you know, offshore, right offshore. You see a boat, like a shrimp boat out there sitting there anchored up, and you know you're going to catch a kingfish off. But I'll tell you what, you know, Jeff could probably attest to this too. Kingfishing's been a little tough the last couple of years. I don't know what's going on with these kingfish, but, you know, back in the day, you know, you'd stop anywhere on any rig or any standpipe or, like you said, shrimp boat, and you throw out and you're going to catch a kingfish. But I'll tell you what, I don't know what's going on with it, but there just ain't been a whole lot of them. Hopefully this year will be different, but it's been pretty tough catching those kingfish, let me tell you.
It really has. Well, we're just about out of time. You guys throw out some information how people can reach you, Mark and Jeff, and that way they get ready to go offshore or come to Matagorda. Give them some info.
Go ahead, Mark. Give me phone number.
Come fish with us. My name's Captain Mark. I run Matagorda Sport Fishing. You can go to matagordasportfishing.com, and give us a contact. We're on Facebook as well. We would love to have y'all come out to Matagorda. Like I said, Matagorda is off the beaten path a little bit, but we have good restaurants here. We have good people. We have a lot of shops here. And the harbor is really nice. I think we have one of the nicest harbors on the Texas coast here. We got fuel on the water, and we got a pavilion there, and we got a big parking area. So, but yeah, come visit us. Give us a shout, and let's go catch some fish.
Heck yeah.
That's right. You got my vote for one of the best marinas on the Texas coast.
Oh,
that's sure.
Without a doubt. No doubt.
Give me a call if y'all need anything offshore, of course, 979-417-1013. And, man, we'll see you in Matagorda or Freeport real soon.
All right, guys. Well, hey, I appreciate all the good stuff this morning. That was cool. Mark,
that's fine.
Always
enjoy
good talking to you, man. You betcha. We'll hook up again.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a good rest of the weekend.
Thanks, guys. Y'all have a good Memorial
Thank
Day.
You guys.
See you now. All right.
Bye-bye.
All right. It's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.